You're listening to KRCU. I'm Dan Woods. We're going public today with Dr. Carlos Vargas, president of Southeast Missouri State University. I spoke with him earlier this month during the television program Focus on Southeast. In this segment, I asked him to reflect on Governor Parson's visit to the Barton Agricultural Research Center on June 13th.
Yeah, it was very interesting. I was happy that I had an opportunity to be there. He met with a group of farmers and leaders from the region. He came to the Barton Agricultural Research Center, and he had a roundtable discussion, talked a little bit about what his interests were, and he talked about the importance of infrastructure, broadband access, which, of course, as we know, is so important these days to mm-hmm. have access to high-speed internet is actually very, very critical. He talked about and the conversation, this issue of safe water came up, skilled labor, of course, workforce development, financial security for farmers, agricultural education is also an area that is very important, and just the future of agricultural programs. So he is very concerned with our infrastructure, with the ability to have good roads, bridges, rail lines, and ports to get our agricultural products to market. That's so important. And he also advocated for the private sector to partner with Missouri colleges and universities to prepare students with the tools they need to be successful in the workforce. And that's something that is a responsibility that we at Southeast Missouri State University take very seriously. I indicated to the governor that we were willing and ready to be helpful, that we wanted to be part of the solution. And so we're excited about the opportunity to engage the governor and the state in general in promoting workforce development and training.
Well, you know, he's a former cattle farmer. And now governor. So he has a unique perspective, I would imagine, on agriculture and farming in the state, which is a big thing, especially in our region. And Southeast has always, our agricultural program has been going strong for many, many, many years.
Many years. And we're working very hard to strengthen it even more as we speak. But you could tell that the individuals that were in the round table, the farmers really felt comfortable with him. I was impressed with him. He's a very real person, very simple, very straightforward, and so I was happy to have an opportunity to express to him how our university here is willing to step up and be helpful.
I would imagine that not only here but all the institutions can, this private sector partnership can happen all over the state, and that has to be something that on that level, on a magnitude of the whole state, can really make an impact statewide.
I think so. I think that if, and that's why he was talking about having the private sector work with the universities and the community colleges around the state to make sure that we all contribute to prepare the talent for tomorrow.
We've been going public with Southeast President Carlos Vargas. You can listen to or watch our entire interview by visiting krcu.org, where Dr. Vargas also talked about the FY19 budget, marketing the university to potential students, the success of an American hero, and he previewed the 2018-2019 River Campus season. Visit krcu.org, click on Local, and then Vargas Speaks.